The Communications Minister, Senator Stephen Conroy, says he accepts responsibility for the leak of confidential information about the value of Telstra's copper network assets. The minister says it was a mistake, that it's regrettable, and that he's spoken to the head of Telstra, David Thodey, about the gaffe today. The information was considered market sensitive. The opposition says the blunder could compromise Telstra's position as part of the government's national broadband network. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The Communications Minister's office was a little too free-flowing with information to the Senate yesterday, tabling a report by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission on proposals to build the government's $43 billion national broadband network. If the NBN plans to work, the government has to acquire Telstra's fixed-line network, and it's threatened the company that if it doesn't voluntarily separate its wholesale and retail arms, that the government will do it by force, through legislation. As part of that process, the ACCC report was tabled in Parliament yesterday. But someone forgot to black out the market-sensitive bits. In fact, those parts are highlighted, making it impossible to miss, leading the opposition's broadband spokesman, Senator Nick Minchin, to go on the attack.
Will the Minister accept full responsibility for this latest blunder? And has he personally apologised to Telstra for the disclosure of this very sensitive commercial information?
Telstra's chief executive, David Thodey, is currently in Canberra to lobby MPs about the government's plans to break up the telco. The communications minister, Senator Stephen Conroy.
But yes, I take full responsibility, and yes, I have spoken to David Thodey. But let me also confirm that the documents tabled yesterday in relation to the NBN Request for Proposal Experts Panel report inadvertently contained confidential information provided to the expert panel by the ACCC. But also, let me be very clear, Senator Minchin has been demanding the release of this information.
If he was embarrassed, Senator Conroy wasn't showing it. Instead, the minister sought to paint the opposition as hypocrites. The opposition wants to defer debate on the breakup of Telstra until the government details all its plans for the national broadband network. Senator Conroy says his mistake now means the opposition has what it was after.
And they have gone to the extraordinary lengths, Mr. President, of putting a blanket ban on dealing with any broadband NBN-related bill until we release all of that confidential information. So don't come in here pretending to cry on behalf of Telstra or cry on behalf of Telstra shareholders when you are demanding this information be released.
The ACCC report revealed that Telstra's copper network is valued between $8 billion and $33 billion. Again, Senator Nick Minchin.
Doesn't this most serious breach of confidentiality seriously compromise NBN negotiations between the government and Telstra, which could be to the detriment of either Australian taxpayers or Telstra shareholders, or more likely both?
It is regrettable, as I've said, that an unfortunate error resulted in this confidential information not being removed before the document—I take responsibility, I've made that absolutely clear—was tabled. We have admitted the mistake. We are confident that constructive talks with Telstra can continue.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon.
Well, whoever released this information deserves a real bollocking. It really is information that should not have been released. I think it potentially prejudices both taxpayers and Telstra shareholders. That's a headache that the government has to deal with. But at the end of the day, the range that was given in terms of the value of the copper network was between $8 billion to $33 billion. So there is a very wide range there, but that's the sort of information that should not have been released. And the irony is, the government's given too much information on something that was clearly commercially in confidence, but when it comes to other information, which I think is legitimately in the public interest, that isn't commercial in confidence, we don't have an independent arbiter saying what further information should be released before the Senate considers this legislation and does its job.
But the opposition was also on the back foot today over a leaked email. It was headed Dig Dirt, and parts of it were published in The Australian. In it, a senior advisor encouraged other coalition staffers to focus on quirky stories rather than policy discussions.
I shudder when I hear the three words together, Malcolm Turnbull and email.
That was a reference to the Auscar email affair. The government leader of the House, Anthony Albanese.
According to The Australian, and I quote, Malcolm Turnbull's office has been advising coalition press secretaries to demonise special interest groups and attack public servants as fat cats. There we have it. The modern Liberal Party's core philosophy. Don't worry about policy, just stick to dirt digging and scare campaigns.
Mr Turnbull's office says the opposition leader didn't see the email, nor did he or his office approve of its contents.
Sabra Lane.